The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Let's do Fan Friday with Jay the Red and David Fahili. Morning to you, gents.
Come on. Morning, lads.
Excellent stuff. Right. Let's start with the Reds. A thought, first of all, on Steven Gerrard, Jay. Is he a future Liverpool manager, a long way in the future? I mean, he's going to get this under-18s role. Do you see him being the number one manager for the club in maybe 15 years?
I think that's the general aim, isn't it? I think he's going to cut his teeth, isn't he, at the lower level and, you know, build his way up the club and all that. I mean, he's obviously got massive respect anyway within the club, and I think it's just all designed behind, you know, a learning curve really for him, and then ultimately, you know, to be the Liverpool manager in the future, yes.
I mean, it's interesting. David Unsworth's plotting a similar path, isn't he, David?
He is, yeah. And Sheed as well. That looks like the methodology now. What they want to do is it, all the corporate thing, but you need a brand. You need someone to link the money to the past. Well, in both cases, I'd say that's what they're trying to accomplish. And Duncan Ferguson.
Who would become manager first at Everton, do you think? Is Duncan on a better path, or is David Unsworth? If you ask me now, I'd say David Unsworth has the characteristics.
Probably, but this is it. This is not going to happen. Jay just said it then. It's going to take 15 years for Gerrard to even get near to that. So basically, it'll probably take Duncan about 10, and the rest of them, you'll have to wait and see. But what you find, and it's examples like planting seeds in your garden. You know, if you plant good ones and enough of them, well, in time, hopefully you'll be able to reap the benefits. I think that's the idea about it.
Interesting to see whether it materialises. Right, Premier League action this weekend. There was some last night in the shape of a Manchester derby. So 0-0, a point for United, Jay. The league table still looks a little bit uncomfortable for myself. I know people say United have got a harder run in, but Mourinho behind closed doors will just be saying, win all your matches and you're ahead of Liverpool.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you look at it now, City and Manchester United have both got a game in hand still. If they won the game in hand and then won every game now until the end of the season, it doesn't matter what Liverpool do. Even if we won our four remaining games, we wouldn't qualify for the Champions League. And if that did happen, I'd have to say it'd be an absolute disgrace, because, you know, I said at the start of the season, there's no reason why this Liverpool team shouldn't be getting in the top four this season, because we didn't have the distractions of European football, and they keep on saying it. Now, here we are in a position now, the end of the season, only a couple of games left, and it's out of our hands, and it's just a disgrace, really, that it's came to this, isn't it? You know, this Liverpool side is just, it's like bipolar, you know, you don't know what to expect from one day to the next. You know, we go to West Brom and Stoke and get victories and then lose it all to Crystal Palace, and we just make it hard for ourselves time and time again. And now the pressure's on Monday night against Watford, and it's hard to say that I've got the faith in them, to be honest, Steve.
I was going to say, have you done all the different permutations for what the teams will do? But actually, it's impossible to predict Liverpool, isn't it?
Well, that's it. I mean, yeah, of course Manchester United have got really tough games. They've got to go to Arsenal, they've got to go to Tottenham, they've got to go to Southampton as well, I think. So, you know, you would think that they're going to drop points, because they've also got the European campaign still. So they've got two games a week, haven't they, effectively, between now and the end of the season. But, you know, like I say, Jose Mourinho is the type of manager where he can dig in, he can grind out results at any ground, really. And look at last night, they played in a very negative way, but they got a point, and it could be a valuable point, who knows. But like I say, we've got to do our own business, we've got to win our own games of football, and it shouldn't have came down to this. But really now, to make certain of it, I think we've got to win at least three, maybe four of the games, and even that might not be enough, but we've got to take care of ourselves, Steve.
He is a negative manager, but he's a clever manager, and when United played Chelsea, he had Hazard shackled by Ander Herrera. I wonder whether Ronald Koeman will take anything out of that for the weekend's game between Everton and Chelsea, David.
I would, maybe, but I don't think we've got enough on the whip. We've lost Seamus Coleman in the first place, and that's our weak point, our wide areas. So Hazard's a fantastic player.
Well, how do you stop him? Is Idrissa Gueye the answer to that?
Maybe, yeah. But then you're taking it away from the midfield and then allowing Kante to have the ball all the time. And yet this isn't a one-person problem. I just said to Matty then, in the away game this season, that's the best performance I've seen against us. And he didn't just look one level. He looked three levels ahead of us. He looked cleverer, sharper, more just quicker, better passes of the ball. They looked on fire all over the place. So I'd say we'll struggle with them. But this is what Jay's just been saying then. You've got to take care of your own and look to get better. So he said at the start he wanted to get them there. Now he's disappointed in it. That's fine. Well, I look at Chelsea and think, we're not there yet. We're not there yet to be able... We could match them in 90 minutes, maybe, but not over a period. And that's what you look at, is that width and that movement and that speed and that options all over the park. That's what we're looking to do. We're not in a race for the top four. We'll probably get Europe, no matter what happens now. Some sort of European football. But I don't know whether that's a good thing. From what Jay just said then, you've got the distraction then next year, if you're not ready for it in the first place, of having another game per week. And I don't know whether our squad's up to it right now. But obviously, I don't. So
that's the first blue I've heard who's basically questioned whether European football is the right idea.
I didn't say that. So then the focus comes on Mashidi and Steve Walsh. And now if they fill the holes, well, that's a different story altogether. Then the options, they become twofold. But he's got to do that part. Therefore, just as Jay said, we've got to do our part in getting there. Well, that's our next part, is him spending some money in the summer.
So do you see Everton causing a problem for Chelsea this weekend? I mean, they played well, haven't they, against some of the big sides this season?
Yeah. Especially at home in the new year, we played very well. But do I think we'll blow the title race wide open? Honestly, with my hand on my heart, I don't. Maybe get a point, but I can't see us beating them, honestly.
Back to Liverpool. Mamadou Sakho's got a bad injury after the Crystal Palace game earlier this week. What did you make of his celebration with Christian Benteke, Jay, at Anfield?
Well, obviously they had time together, didn't they, at Liverpool, and they'd obviously got a bit of a friendship going on there, but seemed a little bit distasteful to me because, you know, we still pay his wages, don't we? Benteke, he moved on to pastures new and he got his own back on us, didn't he, on Sunday by scoring the two goals. But with Sakho, he's still employed by Liverpool, so I did think it was a little bit distasteful. And people say about karma, I mean, I wouldn't really want to wish an injury on a player. And to be honest with you, you know, it's going to affect Liverpool now because, you know, you know as well as I do, Liverpool won Van Dijk in the summer. It's going to cost a lot of money, probably up to £50 million. And you know as well as I do, FSG, they're the type of owners that it's a sell-to-buy policy, isn't it? So if we would have got 20, 25 million in the summer for Sakho's sale, that probably would have went towards Van Dijk. Now, people are saying, no, the money should be there still to sign Van Dijk, but it's still 20 million in the coffers that we're probably not going to get now. Because if he has got an ACL, he's going to be out for 9 months. Now, it's horrific for the lads, fair enough, I understand that. But his Liverpool career is virtually over. So it's 20 million that we're not going to have access to this summer now, most likely, which is very disappointing, really.
It's a cruel injury. It's got a knock-on effect, as you say, for Liverpool. Give us some thoughts for Monday then. Will Liverpool do it, Jay?
I've absolutely no idea, Steve, because, you know, this Liverpool team is just a law unto itself. We should not be in this position where we're struggling now to get into the top four. And people go on about Klopp and all that, and he's a charismatic guy and all that. But to me, he's been here 18 months and he's not really rectified the key issues we had when we were under Brendan Rodgers. We're still terrible at the back. We've still got no spine, no guts, no leaders. Now, on Monday night, for me, we've got to go there and get 3 points. But will we? Your guess is as good as mine.
David, one goal in it for the Blues or not, or more than that?
On Sunday, I'll tell you what, I'll go with 2-2.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.